Good morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. The Robbins Unit 2 School Board meets this evening for their regular monthly meeting. The Palestine Unit 3 Board and Huntsville Unit 1 Board have light agendas for their meetings tonight. If you need to brush up on your CPR training, Fidelity Control College has an upcoming class for you. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. The Robbins Unit 2 School Board meets this evening for their regular monthly meeting. The Unit 2 Board will look at a resolution to transfer money from the Education Fund to the Debt Fund. They'll also look at approving the contracts for principals, assistant principals, and special services director. In other business, they'll discuss the Program Evaluation Committee work and timeline. The Unit 2 Board meets this evening at 6 at the high school. There'll be a public hearing at 5:30 concerning the intent of the Board of Education of the district to sell $1.4 million in school fire prevention and safety bonds. The Palestine Unit 3 Board has a relatively light agenda for their meeting this evening. They'll have the second reading for school board policy updates, discuss the district internet provider contract, authorize the superintendent to seek fuel bids for next school year, look at the district risk management plan, and designate the superintendent to prepare the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget. The Palestine Unit 3 Board meets this evening at 6 at the Great School. The Huntsville Unit 1 Board has a relatively light agenda for their meeting tonight. Following the superintendent's report, which includes updates on the IASB Spring Dinner, fiscal year 2020 budget, and a look at the 2020-2021 school calendar, the board will look at approving the BOE policies. The Unit 1 Board meets at 7. If you need to brush up on your CPR training, the Legatrell College has an upcoming class for you. They'll offer a CPR class for the community next month. Students will learn how to provide CPR to an adult, child, or infant, and how to use an automated external defibrillator. Students who successfully complete the course will receive a CPR card through the American Heart Association. The cost of the class is $35. Students can register for the class by calling 618-544-8657. The class is set for March 14th from 8 a.m. to noon. The community CPR course is part of Lincoln Trail College's community education program. Learn more at iecc.edu/LTC. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Crawford County is reminding the public of an upcoming fundraiser. They'll be presenting their Not Just Rock Trivia Night at Quell Creek Country Club in late March. And now's the time to get your team signed up. VIP tables will include free food, drinks, special gifts, and preferred seating. Normal team tables and individual seats are also available. All tickets include beer and wine samples, as well as snacks. The Not Just Rock Trivia Night is slated for March 28th, beginning at 6 p.m. For more information and tickets, follow the link with this story at WTYEFM.com. In state news this morning, a new bill is proposing changes to the Firearm Owner Identification Card Act and the Illinois Insurance Code. Representative Jennifer Gong Gershwitz introduced an amendment to the measure that would require gun owners carry at least $1 million in liability insurance for accidental injuries by firearms. Those applying for or renewing a FOID card would be required to show proof of coverage and could get their card suspended if coverage lapses. And finally, a new study links later bedtimes to a higher risk of obesity in children. Swedish researchers found that preschool kids who regularly went to bed after 9 p.m. had a wider waist and higher body mass index by the end of the study. The author of the study said that doesn't mean parents should get their preschoolers into bed as early as possible. Instead, they should focus on keeping a regular routine in scheduling meals and bedtimes. The study is published in today's edition of the Journal of Pediatrics. In local obituaries, 43-year-old Chad Grove of Oblong passed away Thursday. Services will be this evening at 7 at the Goodwine Funeral Home in Robinson. Visitation will be 4 until service time. Burial will be in the Portee Cemetery. Goodwine Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 68-year-old Raymond Roy of Robinson passed away Sunday. Graveside services will be Friday at 1 at the Robinson New Cemetery. Goodwine Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Sports is next. This is WTYE News. It's time now for a look at sports on Classic Hits WTYE from the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk. Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. Tuesday night hoops find all three of the county teams in action. The RHS Maroons will welcome the Marshall Lions to the friendly confines tonight. Oblong welcomes in South Central, and the Huntsville Palestine Tigers are also at home. They'll square off against Clay City, Indiana. You'll be able to catch all of the play-by-play of tonight's RHS game on 101.7 WTYE and WTYEFM.com. The Oblong game will be broadcast tonight on 94.3 WTAY and WTAYAM.com. Illinois visits ninth-ranked Penn State tonight. Following seven consecutive wins, the Illini are now looking to snap a four-game losing streak. Illinois fell to Rutgers 72-57 Saturday. They enter tonight 16-9 overall, 8-6 in the Big Ten. In Major League Baseball news, spring training workouts continue for the Cardinals today in Jupiter, Florida. St. Louis prospects Nolan Gorman and Matthew Liberatore dueled against each other yesterday in batting practice. The childhood friends were wearing the same uniforms for the first time since their youth. Last month, St. Louis traded Jose Martinez and Randy Arozarena for Liberatore, a highly regarded left-handed pitching prospect. Hulu will be airing Cubs games this season. The video on-demand service has agreed to a deal with the team's marquee sports network to live stream games. The network launches Saturday for the Cubs' spring training opener against the A's. Marquee already has agreements with Mediacom Communications, AT&T, and Charter Communications. However, it has yet to reach a deal with Comcast, the largest cable provider in the Chicago area. In the NBA, the Bulls return from the All-Star break Thursday night when they host the Hornets. Chicago comes in having lost five in a row. The Bulls are third in the Central Division at 19-35. The Pacers return to the hardwood on Friday when they visit the New York Knicks. Indiana is 32-23 on the season, which is good for sixth in the Eastern Conference. The Pacers will be on the road for seven of their next nine games. Denny Hamlin is celebrating his second straight Daytona 500 victory. Hamlin edged out Ryan Blaney in double overtime to win the 62nd running of the Great American Race. It's his third career Daytona 500 win. Chris Brashear was third, followed by David Ragan and Kevin Harvick. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is in a Florida hospital after a fiery crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. The 42-year-old was in the lead yesterday when his car was nudged and sent veering into the wall. The car flipped, caught fire, and was hit by another car, which tossed him into the air again. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.